What up? This is Logan Murdoch on the Warriors HQ podcast. I'm talking to, he's somewhere in the world. I have no clue where he is. I think he might be under a rock or something.
I'm not telling you now.
Don't tell me now. This is Dieter Kurtenbach after the Warriors play one of their most interesting games of the season. They beat the Wizards 126-118. It was by far DeMarcus Cousins' best game of the year. He finished with, I think about what he had finished with 18 points. He hit a three.
17 points. Do you really feel like that was Cousins' best game though? I mean, obviously he's only had three, but like he was, let's just jump into it, man. Like I thought he was really poor on defense, and it was the first time that I saw a team, you know, it's been three games. So yeah. Obviously stuff is happening, but like the Wizards targeted him and Draymond could not cover it up every time. I mean, they really ran on him in the third or the beginning of the fourth quarter, made the game a little bit interesting there.
Yeah. I'd imagine, I guess I would say his best offensive performance. Also, he didn't foul out in this game. He didn't foul out 15.
Very low bar. That is an astute point.
He didn't. He also, I mean, it just seemed like he also had Thomas Bryant guarding him, who I know is on all Dieter team, but he took advantage of him, man. Like there was some times where they were running offense in the post. Sure. It gave you an opportunity to see what could be with this team. And so, you know, it was a sight. There's still a long way to go though.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he was a -8 in this game. And I think that was telling because it seemed like every time he was on the floor, the Warriors offense was just like just flabbergastingly good. Yeah. How the hell was he a -8? And it's because, you know, I going back and watching, you know, the highlights after the game, it was like, oh man, you know, the Warriors got to the rim a lot, like every single damn possession. They had 70 points in the paint, but the Wizards had almost 50. And it's because all they would do is, you know, dribble penetration, quick bounce pass to the guy kind of laying off, and Boogie couldn't get to the spot. And Draymond was, again, trying to cover and just couldn't do it. It will get better. But, you know, if this is the norm in a couple of months, I mean, we might not be playing 25 minutes of DeMarcus Cousins come April, but that's a long, long ways away.
Well, we do know that the Wizards, you know, got into that lead, that 15-point lead by the Warriors in that third quarter when Boogie was on the floor. Was it the fourth quarter when Boogie was on the floor?
Beginning of the fourth, yeah.
Yeah, they went on that
they
run.
They couldn't score, and they were scoring anything they wanted on that end. I mean, luckily, I did think that, you know, Sean Livingston, who didn't have a good game himself, at least through the box score, I thought that he did a nice job of kind of stemming the tide there. And then, you know, they kind of started pulling away a little bit, getting another run. And then the Hamptons five came in and finished off the job. But yeah, listen, if we're going to, you know, I started it off, so I got to take the blame on this, but like, you can't complain about Boogie all that much. Like he's three games in off of an injury that would have ended a lesser man. I'm not surprised at all he can't move. It was a little bit jarring to see it so pronounced tonight. And it's something that the Warriors have to keep an eye on.
I think you're looking at it also at the lens of, you know, I don't know if you're looking at the lens of him at full strength, but it seems like it in that sense where I'm saying it was his best game of the season, considering he has all these injuries and considering like he didn't play well the last game that they were out there against the Lakers. So, you know, I think it was out of his three.
He was awesome on the offensive end. So that absolutely the case. And listen, I don't want to belabor it, but like it's just an interesting dynamic that sort of I was reminded of. Like this guy wasn't very good at defense before he tore his Achilles and put his entire career into jeopardy, which then put him on the Golden State Warriors in a weird, you know, weird route. But yeah, he certainly didn't look the part on Thursday night. But again, he's given him exactly what they wanted, which is another big man and someone who can anchor the second unit offense. That's all they wanted, and he is definitely doing that for them.
One person that you kind of mentioned, I think I want to go into this a little bit more, Draymond Green. Draymond Green had one of his best games of the season tonight. And just starting off in the onset, he was
that, right?
He's coming along right now. You could see it from the beginning of beginning of the game tonight when this guy's jumping for loose balls like it's April. And you know, he was playing great defense. He finished with 15 rebounds, 7 assists, 7 points. It was a typical Draymond, game, what we're accustomed to seeing. And I think Draymond's coming along. He's playing some of his best basketball right now. What do you think about Draymond's play as of late?
Well, I've been kind of banging that drum now for a bit, where I would say right around getting it January. And I even thought that it was starting to happen a little bit around Christmas time when Draymond came back from, I guess, that turf toe injury. I don't even know what you would call it. That he really started amping up his game. Now, once he kind of figured out that, you know, listen, no one's coming here. No one bought a ticket to see me play offense, and just started focusing on what he can do. And he explained this to me in LA. He's like, listen, man, I had to lock down on what it is I know how to do. And what I know how to do is play defense. Right. Way. And I'm just going to be the best at what I know I can do well, you know, not try to be something that I'm not. And I'm a pretty damn good player. So, like, you know, you didn't need reminding. I'm a pretty damn good player. Now everybody gets to see that again. I think that he's no, because he was in his head for a while there. Yeah. I mean, they were leaving him off in the gimmick defense comments and all that stuff. He had 7 points. Didn't matter. He had 0 points. He's had a 0 point game. Doesn't matter because he affects the game in such a positive manner. On the defensive side, I mean, that goes without saying. He's an absolutely brilliant defender, one of the greatest of all time, in my opinion. And he affects the game so positively on the offensive end, pushing the pace and just going, and always moving. And maybe that was kind of the big difference between his struggles and now why he's being successful. He's just moving more. And I don't know if that was apathy or, you know, Boogie's not here, so why try all that hard, or hell, it's November. The hell do I care? Or the fact that he was banged up, and he's still banged up, but he's a little bit more banged up, and that was limiting in some way. But whatever it was, it's no longer there. And when Draymond Green's playing like this, there's a couple of guys that you can say this for, but really, I mean, him and Steph are 1 and 2, and they're both playing their best ball of the season right now. And it's just a reminder of like where this dynasty came from. Oh yeah. Draymond, who got put into the starting lineup over David Lee, and everything just started to work. And Stephen Curry, who won 2 MVPs off of being the offensive engine of this team. Everybody else, I don't want to, you know, it's obviously not, this is a bit of an oversimplification here, but everyone else is ornament, right? Like it is Steph and Dre's team. One of them handles the defensive side. And I think Draymond Green is a defensive revolutionary, a guy who can go 1 through 5 the way that he can. That just doesn't happen. It just didn't happen. And I think it ushered in a new era of super switchable defenders. We're seeing it all over the NBA. And then Stephen Curry, who we know impact, and it probably will go understated until he's out of the league, how much he's changed the entire NBA through what he does. Those guys are the engines of this team. Those guys are the heart and soul of this team. And they're both playing great basketball right now. And they look like the old Warriors again. And that's a big thing. They're just way more talented than the first and second editions of those teams. I guess maybe any edition of those teams.
What do you think that does for when Draymond's good with this team? We've obviously talked about how great he is there. But when he's on his game, how does that help not only in this winning streak, but integrating a guy like DeMarcus in when he does have, he does have some shortcomings, not based off of his ability, yeah, but based off coming off an injury? How does Draymond being at his best help DeMarcus on his way back into the fold?
Well, I mean, Draymond's going to help out everybody on the defensive end, but he particularly helps other big men. And we've noted this a lot over the last 2 years with Jordan Bell. Like Jordan Bell looks kind of lost out there when Draymond's not out there barking. I mean, just yelling at him to do anything. It's a little like puppet situation where you just do whatever Draymond tells you to do and do it on time and you're going to be A-okay. And obviously, you know, DeMarcus is not nearly the athlete, or at least have the hops or the bounce that Jordan has, but he's been around the league. He knows how it goes. He's a heady player. When Draymond's on his game, when he's playing with confidence, that trickles down. I mean, that goes without saying. Like it trickles down to everybody because now he feels more empowered to sell out a switch, right? And bring that help defense earlier than anyone else would, because he's reading the game. He's confident. He's in the zone. And when he's not, and when he, you know, you see him struggling on the offensive end, he's hesitating. And when he hesitates, he's not fat. He's not some superstar athlete. Like Draymond Green's a pudgy 6'5" dude. Like
that's why he's on the all Dieter team.
Exactly. Like, but he sees the game so well. He's so much faster in his mind than everybody else. It makes up for that. So when he's hesitating, when his mind isn't optimal, he's not in the right spots. He's just a dude. I mean, he's not just a dude because he obviously has, you know, great wingspan and he knows how to, he plays with such intense heart and stuff, but he can't help out everybody else out there, especially on the defensive side. And on the offensive side, I mean, he's a detriment when he's in his own head. So right now he's in a groove. He's feeling good. And that means that he's just being, you know, his maximum Draymond. And the maximum Draymond, it doesn't show up in the box score necessarily, though it's certainly, you know, pretty good tonight. It just affects every nook and cranny of the game in such a positive way because y'all got to get on his level or get the hell out of here. I was going to say something a little more Draymond-y, but like he just does not. He's the engine, man. Like what else do you want? And when the engine is, this train can go anywhere. And when it's, you know, kind of bogged down and mucked up on the inside, I mean, it resonates with the team. There's a direct correlation.
Switching gears a little bit, but not really. The All-Star starters came out. And
well, do you really care about that stuff, man?
I don't, but I do want to ask, it will go into my second question for you.
Should Obama start the All-Star game?
Well, yeah, but
yeah.
I'm saying,
wouldn't that be a better format for the All-Star game? Like Barack Obama picks a team and then I don't know who else would pick a team. Kendrick Lamar. I don't know who's in Drake.
Drake will find his way. Honestly, Drake will find his way into some form of basketball. It's just inevitable.
I was just eating dinner and Drake found his way into that. So he's definitely, if there's something involved with the NBA and an All-Star game, he'll be there.
Probably.
He'll be there in one of those jackets that everyone had in 2002 with every patch of every logo.
Hey, don't disrespect it. That's coming back into style. Nostalgia sells. Anyway, we already know the starters are Kevin Durant and Stephen Curry, but I think the bigger question I have is the reserves are coming out even on the 31st. They're going to announce that.
It's like Clay was pretty far behind.
Yeah, but I mean, we all know that the coaches pick the reserves. So do you think there's a chance that Clay and maybe to a lesser extent Draymond have a chance to get into this All-Star fold?
Not even Clay,
who's been amazing over the last, you know, the last few games.
Yeah, but Clay had nine points against the Wizards. Like, you know, he had to kind of keep it up. Clay's numbers just don't, you know, stack up right now. Listen, I would take Clay. I think Clay is playing out of his mind. I think Clay is also, I think he said this the other night, like he's going to be totally fine if he doesn't go to the All-Star game. That does not affect him in any way.
That's a vacation.
Go to the beach.
Exactly.
Like you're almost begging not to go. Are you telling me I get to go to Charlotte or I get to go hang out in Cabo for 4 days? Which one am I going to do?
That's Charlotte.
Sure. I mean, I know Steph's choice. Everybody else begging not to make it. Draymond's not going to do it. The Western Conference is loaded, man. Like, you know, there's a lot of really good players. They're having a hard time kind of filling out the Eastern Conference team. I still have no concept as to why, if we're picking, you know, inter conference squads, why the hell we still have the Eastern Conference, Western Conference. Like, it doesn't make any damn sense to me in that regard. But I also haven't watched an NBA All-Star game in 9 years, and I don't plan on doing it this year. So maybe I'll be Klay Thompson. I think I actually have plans for that weekend.
Are you going to Cabo with Klay Thompson?
No, I don't think Klay's going to invite me.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
He didn't slide into my DMs on Instagram.
I'm sorry.
I think I got a wedding. Yeah, man. Like, do you honestly, do you feel pine at all towards like seeing Draymond Green and Klay Thompson in the All-Star game? Do you feel like, oh man, that would be a travesty if they don't make it?
It wouldn't be a travesty, but I do think, you know, for Klay's sake, because he's been so historically good over the last month. You know, maybe that would have put him in. You know, a coach would be like, oh, he deserves to be in. Draymond, I don't think Draymond's going in.
He missed too much time.
You know, sometimes, you know, maybe he wasn't engaged. I don't think that, you know, he can be rewarded.
The time he was on the court before the last like 14, 15 games, not All-Star worthy.
Yeah. So I think that I think the writing's on the wall for Draymond, but I did believe that maybe Klay could maybe sneak into that, especially, you know, he plays for the Warriors. He's had really good. He just came off a like historically great game, 17 of 20 against the Lakers on a nationally televised game. Those things matter when it comes to things like this. But, you know,
he might sneak in. I'm not saying that it's impossible. It just seems like, I mean, listen, if he was in the Eastern Conference, he'd be starting.
Yes.
But he's in the West. And I don't know, maybe they, you know, move. I don't know. It's tricky. Like, he's in a big pile of any of these guys will do right now. If he, you know, stretches it out here, if he goes on another tear for the next four or five games, if he has a big game against the Celtics on Saturday, sure. I mean, no one's going to object to Klay Thompson making it. I think some people are going to object to Draymond making it. I'm just shocked that Kevon Looney didn't get more votes. And I think it's a travesty.
Because you and Sam from Warriors World, there's only accounts for two votes. That's it. Like, that's it.
Well, we spent hours and hours and hours on NBA.com and all of the places that you can vote online. Google has it built in, just hours, and it just didn't even make a dent.
Does the NBA vote still work on Twitter? I haven't seen you. You haven't. Well, if it does, you have not been holding up your end of the bargain on Twitter.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm not a 14-year-old kid in the Philippines who does that kind of stuff.
Okay. Like, all right.
that is not a derogatory statement. I'm just saying, like, what happens? That's like that's for like the worldwide vote. And it's for 14-year-olds who tweet out stuff without remorse.
I mean, you know, the argument could be said that sometimes, you know, like that.
Oh, man.
You get in your 14-year-old bag, you know, sometimes.
You're not telling lies, but you don't have to do me like that.
Right? No, but I mean, obviously, Kevon's having a hell of a game, a hell of a season. I just saw he had 8 points and 10 rebounds tonight. It was a plus 14, all in a day's work. But speaking of the Warriors in D.C.,
I don't think he's going to make the All-Star game, but not even the Rising Stars game. I mean, come on.
He's like a 4-year vet. He can't know.
Hip surgery totally changed it. New rules. Right.
You know. It's really just like it's literally a second season, right? It's a second full season healthy. Get him in.
Right. Just technicalities. I will say this. It has been floating on the interwebs. And I don't think it's, you know, some 14-year-old kid from Kazakhstan. Like Klay Thompson dunk contest. Somehow that would be more interesting than any dunk contest we've had for like the last 10 years. Just Klay going up there and putting in a very serviceable one-handed slam. I'm for this idea because the dunk contest is a joke now and Klay Thompson would shine light on how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts on that are, I mean, that was a typical Dieter observation and we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, fair enough. What are we talking about next, Logan?
We are talking about the Washington visit where they went to go see Barack Obama.
Your timeline is popping. You had the scoop on this, and you're going to get a very angry phone call here, I imagine, pretty soon.
Probably right. I haven't gotten anything just yet.
Didn't have to do them like that. Just throwing that out there. Though, to be fair, you throw it on social media. Like, the hell do you think you're going to do? Like,
that's my thing. Like,
interesting.
Yeah, like I thought it was out there. It was out there in the interwebs, Dieter, and
yeah. It's not like you texted him up for the photo. Like, he posted it.
Yeah.
And you're like, screen capture, look at this. And everyone's like, whoa. Because I don't know how many followers Tony's got, but like, fair play. Fair play on you. I'm on Team Logan here. I'm just saying, you know,
someone
might be in their feelings a little bit later.
Yeah, we might get a call from the, we might get a call from the, I don't know, from somewhere.
What if Barack calls up and be like, why'd you have to out me like that, man?
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be super cool.
That'd be kind of cool. But I mean,
no. This is your break. This is your story. I mean, they were trying to keep it secret.
Yes.
They wanted to keep it on the down low. Steve Kerr didn't talk about it after the game. I'm sure, you know, it is. I see the analytics for our website. I saw the headline on ESPN.com where you're in the second paragraph. Like, this is a thing. Can you explain to me your thoughts on the situation? Because it's like, yeah, I'm a Chicago and I love Barack Obama. And if I were the Golden State Warriors and Barack Obama invited me over, I would definitely go.
Yes.
So kind of case closed there. But somebody's going to be talking on Fox News tomorrow and I can't imagine it's going to be a positive thing.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, it's weird being the person that put this out and saying, oh, they wanted this to be private and they didn't want to, you know, have a lot of people. Yeah. But, you know, just them talking. I think it is noteworthy that they didn't want to keep this private because the Warriors have typically, you know, they're typically in the news for these sorts of things, you know, with their disdain for Trump and you know, their love for Obama. It was a little weird when I first saw it, just for the simple fact that, you know, I was talking to somebody earlier that just, if you see Obama, you're going to post a picture about it, right? Like if you meet Barack Obama tomorrow, I know you're going to post a picture.
You know what? I'll tell you this. I've met Barack Obama and I don't have a picture and I regret it every day.
Exactly. So I thought that was a little odd, but I wonder.
That said, do you have to post it on Instagram or Snapchat? Which was it, by the way?
It was on Instagram. It was an Instagram. I actually saw it on a blog first. I think it was on a blog and they actually cited Tony. And then I went on to like, oh, this is cool. It's out there. I don't know why anybody else isn't putting this up. I'll put it up.
Listen, again, I'm Team Logan on this. You have nothing to apologize for on this one, my man. I'm just saying, you know, listen, if it's supposed to be secret, maybe don't put it on Instagram. That's just kind of them's the rules.
Well, what do you think about that? Do you think that aside from it being a private thing, do you believe like that this is, what do you think this is? Do you just them going to see an old friend like that?
Pretty much. I mean, obviously these guys, I mean, most of them, hell, Steph and Andre, and I don't know if Kevin has, but because Kevin didn't get to do the White House visit ever. But like Steph and Andre, they have a relationship with this guy. And so I'm sure it was arranged through that. And that's all good. I mean, and it's, hey, you know, you want to, you know, these younger guys, because, you know, Kevin, if you haven't done it yet, you want to go, you know, meet Obama. Who's going to say no to that? And if Obama wants to have you for lunch, that's cool. I'd also like to, you know, point out that maybe, like, listen, they were never going to go because they don't like him. And here, but like the government shut down. It's not as thick. Someone could have held them in, like, you can't do a whole show, right?
Right.
Like Clemson showed up and they got McDonald's. So like, why the hell would you want to show up at like Congress or anywhere else and like, you know, get, you know, hand off some jersey to, even if it's Nancy Pelosi or something, who's apparently at the game, like, can't do that. The government is shut down.
Yeah.
Like, there's no federal government right now. So like, you know, you're here. They can't, last time they did this, they went to the Smithsonian and the Black History Museum and all this stuff. And that was a very well thought through thing. They can't go to those places because the government is shut down. So like, what are you going to do? Kevin did his amazing thing yesterday. Steph, you know, was on every talk show known to man in LA, and then he comes over and he does a thing at Howard University. Clay doesn't have Rocco, so I don't know what he did all day. Probably looked at scaffolding. But like, Obama invites you over. There's no real alternative, like no obvious alternative. You're going to say yeah, and I can see why they wanted to keep it under wraps, because we're talking about it right now. And had they not kept it under wraps, we weren't going to talk about it. And right. Had they not posted a photo and we found out, we probably would have not. We just peek behind the curtain here. If you know, we found out, if we heard from somebody or somebody slipped up and it's like, yeah, we met Obama, this and that. And it's, you know, 3-4 days down the line. I don't know if we would have written it up. Right. If they're just like, hey, you know,
it would be a note. We're trying to keep somewhere. That down,
it would have been note. I don't know. Like, I'm not sure. I mean, that's kind of a weird spot because it's not that important. It's not that interesting. There's nothing that's been gained or benefited by like our audience, Warriors fans, basketball fans, Americans. Like no one's like, oh, well, the Warriors met with Obama. All of our problems are solved. Like nothing's happening. It's just a meeting of people, very famous people, but people. So, you know, if they're like, hey, can you keep this on the down low and stuff? I think we probably would have taken the IOU on that, to be totally honest. So yeah. I can see why they wanted to keep it under wraps. It's not that I don't understand what the big deal is other than, oh, you know, they
because like if they would have met Obama in like Detroit, you know what I'm saying? I think it would have been
like it wouldn't have been a thing.
Yeah.
But they went to his house or somewhere near his house. I'd also like to establish like the coaches didn't go. It wasn't a whole thing. And like every single guy in that photo is black. And like,
that's well, Joan, to be fair, Jonas had to go see Jonas.
Jonas would have been able to meet the president.
Yeah.
The ex-president. But like it's a lot different for Dieter Kurtenbach, super white guy, than it is for NBA players. And there's it means more. Like, Obama means something to me as an American. He means something to me as a Chicagoan. But I'm not a black man. I can't feel that pride. I have to, you know, I'm hand off of that pride. It doesn't. I never felt the struggle. I don't know. I don't understand what that means. I know what it means culturally. I don't know what it means by culture. Right. So it's a totally different ball game there. just, what the hell, you know, why, it's not a thing. Like they went to go see their hero or one of their heroes. Like that's not a thing. Like, let's not make it a big deal.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how the rounds are tomorrow. Let's, before we get to,
it's going to be made a big deal, Logan, and it's your fault, man.
It's all my fault. That's what I'm going to,
let's get into this for half a second. I'm done talking. How do you feel about this whole thing? Outside of the fact that, you know, your timeline's been blown up.
There's a thing called Mute. So shout out to Mute, on Twitter. But, what I feel about it is it just seems like, especially I thought found it noteworthy that there was no coaches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Felt like, yeah. I'm not doing any extra reporting on here. It felt like, you know, hey, we're going to go see an old friend, you know?
Yeah.
That we're going to go see our homie Barry. I think they met from what I heard about an hour with the former President Obama. And, you know, that was that. I think, I don't know if there was instructions not to put it out, because it goes back to my point that when I saw it, it was kind of weird in that sense of like, you know, I know all these players love Obama. They would be the first ones to post a picture of it if they met the guy.
But they know that it's going to bring just ridiculous, unjustified, unsubstantiated nonsense. It's now going to be, I can't put myself in the mindset of how this is a thing other than Warriors disrespect Trump, which like that ain't new. Yeah. That's old news, man. So like, I'm with you 100%. And the notion of somebody being like, yeah, they disrespect Trump. Like they're well on the record. They feel Trump disrespects them. I have no argument against their case.
Argument there.
And take, you know, before anyone starts going off on some, oh, this is disrespectful, this and that, which again is just a completely ridiculous notion, but I'm sure it will get out there by somebody who's, you know, got their head so far up their ass they can't even see daylight. Like, take a look at the picture. And tell me what's going on there. Like, it's a bunch of guys meeting old friends. And note that there's not a single white guy in it. It means something. This isn't, you know, I hate the media cycle, man.
Yeah, it's going to be, and it's going to be one. We'll see what happens. Obviously, this was reported at night, so we can only imagine what's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, yeah, you better just turn off Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to turn off my phone. I'm just going to be not going to be around. Yeah,
well, I've been advocating for you to turn off your notifications and stuff. Kind of low key, just peppering it in there. You know, you're younger than me. I turned off my notifications. Like if I need to find out what's going on Twitter, I can make an active decision to do that. And I do a lot and it's bad for me. But like,
I've half done that. We go into inside baseball here. I've had done that. Full disclosure, I have two phones. So on the work phone is where all the notifications go.
Great. True.
So
yeah, but then I get it. Yeah. But you better turn off that work phone.
I think I might. Before we get out of here, we're up at almost 30 minutes right now. Quick before we get out of here, what do you think about this Boston game coming on Saturday night? I think it's still a finals preview. I think that it's still.
Oh, sir. Really?
Yes.
No, come on. Give me a break.
I think it's still a finals preview, Dieter.
Oh.
But I think the Warriors still think it is, too. I mean, like, Draymond still thinks. Yeah. And I think the Warriors are going to take it as such. I think that they're going to approach it as such as, you know, this is one of the teams we could play.
I'll tell you this. They have been bringing their A game mentally, especially since Cuz came in. But I would say even before that, when they were really rolling, I mean, worst game that they had was that game against Dallas a couple weeks back on Sunday. And even that game, like they played really well down the stretch. They just didn't bring it for the first 35 or so minutes. They turned it off and they really haven't turned off the Jets. I know they're going to bring it. I am very confident that they're going to bring it. I just don't think the Celtics are that good. Like they're really disjointed. I go on Sam Vecenie's Game Theory podcast, which is a national thing.
Oh, stunt. All the time. Stunt. Go ahead and stunt.
I'm just telling you, Sam's a good friend of mine. He brings me on the podcast sometimes. I make his product worse. I'm not talking about that part. So like we talk about the Celtics a lot and I watch a lot of Celtics games because I know we're going to talk about Celtics a lot.
I don't get it. And like, I'm Mr. Brad Stevens, Al Horford. Like, this is all, you know, all going to work. But like, man, this puzzle is very difficult to piece together. And Jason Tatum hasn't really gotten over how good he was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And like, he thought he had made a jump. You can't make a jump in seven games, young man. Like, you were a 12-point per game scorer last year. Let's try to get to 15, 16 before we start jumping to 25, 30 points per game. You're 20 years old after all.
Wow. You know what we need? We need some sound effects. We need the gunshots, the boom, 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 right after that. Like, but
I'm all in on Jason Tatum superstar, but like, I don't know, man. Like, Kyrie's constantly like in his feelings about something.
Listen, man.
You know, watch too many TED Talks on leadership and stuff. Like,
listen, Dieter.
Not going to the bottle.
Dieter.
Yeah, I get it. Dieter. Sorry, look. Sorry.
Hey, Dieter.
I'm called.
They haven't won 9 of their last 12 yet, including their last 5 straight coming into this matchup.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's entirely factual.
Just in the same way that the Warriors came in hot, I think they're coming in hot on this one, man. Just saying.
That's fair. And that's fair because it's Kyrie Irving. And Kyrie Irving has taken his game to another level in recent weeks, right? But Kyrie's not going to carry this team. It's kind of like the Rockets, right? Like, one guy's kind of carrying them. And obviously the Celtics have way more talent than the Rockets. But, man, like, Warriors are playing really crisp basketball right now. And they're still playing Aaron Baines, who is better than I give him credit for, but they're still playing Aaron Baines like 26 minutes a night. So, it'll be close. It'll be interesting. I don't think it's a finals matchup. I still think the road is Toronto out of the Eastern Conference, if not Milwaukee.
Do you just want to go to Milwaukee, man?
No. Listen, no one's. Well, that's true. I do want to go to Milwaukee.
You do want to go to Milwaukee. You've been saying, like, you have been drumming up this Milwaukee. Not that it's not valid, but you have been drumming this up all season.
Well, that's because, listen, it's kind of an ipso facto thing. Like, I think I've been on the Bucks bandwagon all year. Okay. Milwaukee is a wonderful summertime city.
How far is it from Chicago again?
I understand your concerns. They are valid concerns. I cannot feel the same concerns personally, but I hear yours. like, they got a new arena. I think that the Bucks are the best foil for the Warriors. I think that they can give them the best series because they've always played well against them. And listen, Boston has the most talent. I mean, even with the Sixers and Jimmy Butler and all that, I think Boston has the most talent, but that doesn't mean that it's going to get the job done. So I'm fascinated to see it. I mean, maybe I change my tune. Maybe I'll come on in the next pod or whenever I come on next and just be like, Logan, you were right. It's going to be the Celtics. I'm a moron. I'm happy to say it if Boston looks the part on Saturday night. But
before, man, we get out of here,
right now with the
team. Before you get out of here, I don't want you to call yourself a moron, but I do want you to tell me that I was right about something.
Okay, what do you got?
You said,
let me get my list.
Huh?
Let me get my list out. All the things that Logan said. Make sure I got. What do you got? am I checking?
I believe you said. Did you say something? And if we do this, edit this out, Jason. Shout out Jason, our producer. I believe you said that. I don't know. Never mind. I forgot.
No. You have levied a charge. Now I'm happy.
Really? No, because I think that you said something about the Warriors' performance against the Clippers in Boogie's first game back, and I thought that they would be ready, and they kicked the Clippers' ass.
Yeah, they did. They did. You're right. I'll say this about the Boogie performance. I'm surprised you didn't start off the last show.
Oh, no. That's what it was. You didn't think Boogie was going to come out nice. You didn't think he was going to come out great.
Yeah. No, I
did. You did not. You did.
I think my column that night, expressed my wonderment.
Yes.
For DeMarcus Cousins.
It might as well said Logan was right in the lead. It might as well have said that because I was on the Boogie train.
You were on point.
All right.
Please take me back.
All right. You're back. All right. Well, until then, I'll be looking forward to talking to you sometime in the near future. We don't know yet. Yeah, stay tuned. Knows? Who knows, man?
Who knows? You got all the coverage for us on Saturday. You're like,
oh yeah, 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 I got yeah.
A thing.
Tap in for three things. I got three things. But yes,
damn, that's good.
So we'll see.
Handsome.
we will talk to you. We will talk to you very, very, very soon. I don't know if Dieter's coming back on the pod. He got some stuff in the works, but yeah, man, thanks for coming on the pod the last few times, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Let's see if we can upgrade. We all know my all Dieter teams in my game. Let's see if we can get a guy who's actually good at basketball now to come on the show. Let's upgrade a little bit.
Let's do it. All right. I will talk to you soon, and follow all our stuff at mercurynews.com and East Bay Times. Follow Dieter Kurtenbach at D Kurtenbach, and follow Mark Medina, MG_Medina.
Let me throw something everybody's way right now. So Logan puts out a newsletter every day. I mean, every day. I think it's Monday through Friday, but that's not important. It's called the Warriors HQ newsletter. It is a companion to the Warriors HQ podcast. Do not hold me against it. It is very good. I was reading it today on the airplane. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it immensely today. Got my little Wizards cheat sheet. Learned a little bit about the opponent for the day. But everything that we write, talk about, tweet, all that good stuff, Logan wraps it up every day, puts it right into your inbox or your app. They have like newsletter apps now. They're fantastic. I just downloaded one. Subscribe to the Warriors HQ newsletter.
Yep, let's do it. Thank you for the cosign. I appreciate it. We will talk to you really soon. Talk to you guys in a bit. Thanks for listening.